Christ.
Look at this. All right, well, ew, that bitch look ugly. All right, he's recording.
It's a guy.
That's how it starts? Ew, that bitch look ugly?
Yeah.
Ew, that bitch got on K-Swiss.
That bitch got on K-Swiss, K-Swiss. Oh, shit, look at that bitch. That bitch got on K-Swiss. Oh, shit, look at that bitch. That bitch got on... I want to throw shit out the window.
Wow. That segue, my nigga.
Yo, I like, I started class.
English?
I start class at 6 p.m. tomorrow, but I gotta escort you niggas out a little early today.
I wake up an hour early. He works at 10. How early do you work, Mama?
Tomorrow, Thursday. I don't think
we need to. Oh, no, I'm just saying, like at 12:30.
Yo, would you fuck Lena Paul while looking her in the eyes?
Who?
Lena Paul. Lena Paul. Would you fuck her while looking at her face?
I don't mind her face. She has that weird, she kind of ugly, but it's all right face.
She reminds me of Drusilla, but like less attractive.
What? Who?
Drusilla is more attractive than
Nicole. Who's Drusilla?
From Buffy.
Oh, Drusilla.
Yeah, young Drew.
He pronounces it weird.
Drusilla, nigga.
I fuck with her. The young demon?
Yeah,
I fuck with her.
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, you mean less attractive Drusilla?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why? I've never insulted Drusilla like that.
That's Drusilla's bad. I'd fuck a 1,000-year-old demon if I was her.
Michael's just like, yeah. Michael knows about that Drusilla shit.
I'm down on...
He had TBS, nigga, and fucking TNT, nigga.
Yes.
He knows. That 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Angel Fest, nigga. Yeah. It was all about Charmed. And he was really dirty Las Vegas after that.
I know. I never watched that.
That's why I said
he
was really dirty.
If you was really dirty.
I was in school by then.
I don't know why. It's Lena Paul's face, my nigga. I just don't fuck with
I don't mind Lena Paul.
Everything else about her, I'm fine with.
No, yeah.
I'm not a fan of her face.
Your charge is still right here, right?
It should be.
Speaking of faces that niggas don't like.
It's not here.
Her face makes me want to watch her get fucked more.
Yeah.
Bella Danger, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It's not there?
No. I feel like she's just funny. She's a character on human being. No, I haven't seen
that. Y'all niggas talk about porn stars like Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all. That's my man.
That's still one of the greatest quotes, nigga.
Gotta catch them all.
I think my Instagram knows what I'm into.
What's it showing you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, from a Bella Danger's ass to Lana Rose's face.
Lana Rose's mouth, by the way. Open mouth.
Open mouth. Is there any other way to look at
her? That girl. She cool. I hit.
Apparently she's a stupid fucking bitch, though.
Of course she is. She got retard face.
She do that, actually, though.
Yeah, we spoke about this before.
Yep. But she a pretty bitch, though.
She is pretty. I feel like you gotta be a little retard in the face to be pretty.
Damn, I'm fucking hidden.
Yeah.
I'm too self-aware.
We can see the self-awareness all over your face. Yeah. You look like ugly ass.
That's pretty good.
Who else got that? Like, Kim Kardashian got retard face.
That's pretty accurate. Nah, I think she's grown into retard face.
You think while Ray J was hitting that, she didn't have retard face?
What?
You said while Ray J was...
Yeah, she didn't always have retard face. I think she's, like, putting on retard face.
Kendall does not have retard face, but Kylie got retard face.
Kylie got retard face.
Kendall's the actual pretty one, and Kylie's the one that's got a kid.
I've just seen different sizes of Kim Kardashian. That's all you're saying, right?
Six degrees of Kim Kardashian?
Yes. You need to get your girl that does this, nigga.
What the fuck am I looking at? Is that a monster?
Oh. Actually, the one that I told you manages a ballet company. She's a dancer, yeah.
Get them all kinds of flexible, you feel me?
We haven't gone out, though. That's the one's
Damn,
in...
You're a fool boy.
That's the end of the month, unfortunately.
Alright, you come home and you see her like this, what you do?
Come home.
This bitch is actually mad. Stretchy.
Ah, stretchy is a word.
Nigga, when was this picture taken?
Why, because I look fat as fuck in the face?
I was going to say that, just different.
Your face do be going through waves of fat as fuck looking, though.
Yeah, I think I'm on that wave right now.
Yeah, you gotta be face fat.
Yeah,
it
looks fine. Yeah, I look fat as fuck in the face.
Yeah. There, yeah.
This was...
I was going to say it, but...
This was in 2015, January.
Oh, that was only 3 years ago.
Yeah, nigga. What?
Because what also is noticeable is the age.
Like, damn, really? I got some age on my face in 3 years?
Yeah.
I told y'all niggas to stop fucking saying it's my birthday. You see?
Had a nigga dead by 28 years.
Nah, make him.
CNN said I'll be dead by 21.
Make him join the 20.
It's 2011,
club.
Nigga.
Damn, Isaac, you've grown a lot, nigga.
Yeah.
I look like a baby. It's because back then you made less mistakes, and then you went to college, and you went fuck that, nigga. Mistakes all day.
Yeah, but mistakes help you grow as a human being.
I don't go that far. We should have gotten a bottle of wine and had Michael taste some of it.
No.
Yo, sangrias be bumping though.
Alright, tell me that.
Well, that was random as fuck, but it's facts.
25% of all my drinks are free.
I fucking love dairy, so like, I think this is character. I might have to give this to you after I take a sip.
Dude, I don't have fine. My max is 2 beers anyways.
Dude, I'm fine. I love that bit.
It tastes like watered down anything. It
tastes like watered down water.
Watered down water.
Oh, so you're going to finish it?
Yeah, so I'm giving you the other one.
Oh, okay.
Is Dos Equis any good?
Kind of tastes like slightly better Corona.
That's not a very redeeming
quality. I didn't say it was a redeeming quality. I'm just telling you facts.
That's not a good look.
By the way, Patrice...
It's slightly better taste than Corona.
Patrice never referenced that correctly. He would always call it Dos Cagis.
Of course. Dos fucking Patrice.
Dos Cagis is what he would call it.
He don't know shit about Spanish. Since then, yeah. Why is the TV in Spanish?
Because it was my parents before it was mine.
You don't know how to switch it back? Yeah, no, exactly. It's in Spanish, obviously.
No. I just didn't care. No, I do.
You can read Spanish?
You can?
You know him.
I struggle.
I swear to you, every time I'm at work and somebody in Spanish come in and they don't directly need my help in Spanish, like, they can survive in English. I definitely don't try to. I don't extend
someone
the arm
to
or anything.
Today that walked in speaking Spanish to someone else and only walked to me English, and I was like, thank you.
Yeah. Because I'm not trying to.
I didn't know that's bullshit. I'm not up here.
If it's somebody that I see struggling...
Yo, hold up. We gotta have a conversation about this. We haven't spoken about it. Now that I work at your store. I told Raph that it's not that the ass is as voluminous as 181, but the ass is, like, higher quality. Awesome. You see it less often. By your store.
For real?
The bitches would be having fantastic bodies.
Like, you know what the thing is? You're out there in the daytime. I'm out there in the night.
There was a bitch that walked by looking like she just came back from running. Her ass cheeks was on some, like, 2 different types of jiggle, my nigga. I was like, you're a saint. Whatever you do in life, keep doing it. You're doing it correctly. They just walked by like ain't shit.
A professor walked into the store around, like, 5:30-ish today. She saw me reading. She got all up in my business. But I'm okay with that. Because when I looked up, she had the most gorgeous green eyes I've ever seen.
Yo, these white girls, yo, and they're mad friendly, though.
She was not white. I think she was black. But she had green eyes, so I'm not sure.
You can't find black people attractive. What's wrong with you?
Wow.
But, yo.
I definitely fell in love, and she told me, yo, you should go back to college. Just transfer over here somewhere and finish
your... You should have bagged her info, nigga.
And then I hit her with, what school do you work at? Hunter, if you come over, take one of my classes.
Yeah. She out here trying to get you in that lip situation, nigga. Let's probably be a teacher real quick.
I would fuck her.
Then her husband, you gotta, like, let her husband cook for you.
That's fine. I thought you were gonna say, like, let her husband fuck you. I was like,
that was a weird situation, but I would've been down with it, too. The shit that lip got into, that shit was light work.
Was she hot enough to let a man fuck you? Lips teacher.
She was fucking. She was OD though. She was a bad white girl. But I understood why the Asian girl got jealous.
Not that man fucking men is wrong.
It's just, you know, weird and icky.
Yeah. Because who wants cum on them, in them, anywhere on them?
That's not their own. Shit, some of us don't even want our own nut on them.
Yeah. That's gay.
He said something?
Is having your own nut on you gay?
No.
A very apprehensive no.
I guess they have all the time.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Tasting it is gay, but not having it on you.
How do you know tasting it is gay? Have you tasted it? Did it feel gay?
No.
When you put your own dick in your own mouth, did it feel like you were getting a dick sucked or that you were sucking dick?
Yeah.
That's like one notch above, like, questions you ask when you're high. Like, if you rub your fingers together, you feeling this finger, you feeling that finger. This nigga went a step above that.
I definitely have thought that whole thing. Like, which finger am I feeling? I'm assuming you're feeling both at the same time.
No, yeah, you can definitely
feel. Not with the dick sucking. No, I mean, like, rubbing your hands together.
Tip of the tongue, tip of the dick.
That's gonna be a segment on the Daily Show. Tongue tip of the dick.
Well, yeah, assholes.
I've noticed now that I'm smoking a lot more. I'm getting a lot more of those like random high nigga thoughts. And I'll go through it in my head, like, what if I explain this to someone else?
Oh, no.
Or attempt to explain
it. I saw that.
And it won't end well. Every time my mind is like, nah, don't share that one. Just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Just go to sleep, man.
One moment.
Write them down.
No, they're fucking stupid as fuck. And you think about them after you're not high anymore, you're like, how fucking high did I get? This is a fucking conversation I had with myself.
I've definitely had this moment where I'm just laying in bed, and I outstretch my hand, and I go, God damn, my head is so far away from me. The worst part about it is I'm not even high.
No, he's asleep.
I'm not even asleep. I'm laying in bed going like this.
Just being high, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine like, your sister walked in.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's sick, highling. Yeah.
Why do you hate Jews in your sleep?
Oh, shit. Nah, but really, what are some of these dumb thoughts that you'd be thinking?
I can't think of any of them right now.
Because they're so stupid.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't even conceive it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I definitely forget them after the fact. But high thoughts are scary, nigga. Because the other thing is, like, you're too, like, inebriated to function properly. So even your thoughts get kind of bogged down by your stupidity when you're high.
Yeah.
So it's like, could I drive a car right now? What stopped me from driving a car before?
Wow.
Like, shit like that. Like, what the fuck kind of a conversation I have with myself in that?
I'm going to tell
you. Why don't you drive?
I'm going to tell you why I don't smoke.
Yeah, I've always wondered why he's real adamant about not smoking.
Bad trip?
No, it's not about bad trip. It's that the way my mind used to be is that my mind is very vivid already.
But what? You want a cigarette? Oh.
Why are the two things in your hands? You thought I wanted, what is this, communion, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the blood of Christ, nigga.
My thoughts are already really vivid. So when I smoke, and mildly retarded, yes. So when I smoke, they become more vivid and more retarded.
It's like you're inside of a movie screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when that happens, because I'm an asshole to myself, I literally start thinking of the worst things possible. Not like things that, like, make me sad, but things that, like, straight up terrify me. Like, the devil.
And you can't control it. That's the other thing. You can't control
like,
it whatsoever.
The devil.
It just takes over.
So you actually thought about the devil?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, damn, so what's it like to be in hell? And then I just fucking imagined
that shit. He just went there.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, son, I don't want to be here no more. I don't want to be here no more.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm just like, nah.
Thankfully.
But the best part about it is, I create the voice of the devil in my own head.
I just the devil, nigga.
And that shit fucking
Cody, I think Cody, the program, saved my life. Because after I saw Thor Ragnarok high, I just started being like, let's watch a movie that's on my list of movies to watch on high, right?
No.
So I watched Thor Ragnarok. I think I watched, some other show. I don't remember what it was. And I was all like, I should watch It. So I get shit
no,
high,
no,
and
that.
I clicked on It. None of the links work. And I just passed out.
Good.
And then I wake up the next day, I was like, did I fucking see It? I don't remember anything from the movie. Like, I have no memory whatsoever of it. I was like, oh, let me see if I can watch it sober. And there was another link to it. I was like, that's why I don't remember anything. All right.
Yeah.
Correctly.
You would not have slept.
That's what I'm saying.
And that,
I almost went down that rabbit hole.
But that's why I don't smoke. Because I'm an asshole to myself.
You just start playing
it. Now, it doesn't always happen. Sometimes I'm just, like, way too high to function. And I'm just preoccupied with whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, eating. Holy shit. I eat it.
So what I've noticed is when I get high, because I have, for the longest, only recently, Albert decided to make a secondary computer out of all the spare computer shit he had from his old computer.
Really? Now?
Yeah. So he essentially gave me that. So now I have a desktop, a working desktop with a...
Is it monitor. Decent?
Yeah. I haven't had any issues yet, but it's also brand new, so I don't fucking know yet. But I was always using my laptop. My laptop, I always have it on full brightness, and I always have it plugged in. So when I get high, the moment where I realize, oh, it's hitting me, is when my laptop is essentially attacking me with the light. Like, it's actively too bright. And I'll be like, oh, I'm high. And as soon as I, like, turn on the brightness, so I look away from my laptop, everything slows the fuck down. Mm-hmm. And I look back at my laptop, I'm like, oh, shit, that's bright. That's when I know I'm high. So if I'm smoking and I'm staring at my laptop screen, and I'm not having an issue with it, I keep smoking.
This guy's retarded.
And then it just hit me real quick, all at once.
He needs his laptop screen to tell him.
No, yeah. Facts.
No, yeah.
Well, yeah, getting high isn't the same at this point. Because the other thing is I don't have an actual, like, go-to-sleep cartridge. So I use one that just puts me close enough to, like, tired, but not actually sleepy. And then I wean myself the rest of the way. So I'll fall asleep in, like, half an hour after smoking. But I'll start smoking at, like, 11. By 11:30, I'm comatose. Wake up at, like, 4 in the morning, but, you know, fuck it.
Okay, you know you start to sound like Yvette.
Good. Yvette's a successful-ass woman, nigga. She independent. She don't need a Mari.
Yeah, she does.
I know. I'm down to be a vet for a day or two. She's smart. She's loyal.
Aye.
You suck and fuck Amari?
Nah, I was going too far.
Suck and fuck. I don't know why you have to say it like that.
You suck and fuck. Suck and
fuck Amari.
I was trying like he wouldn't suck and fuck Amari.
Amari got money, man.
Did he? Oh, wow.
Everybody's got a prize.
For Isaac.
For suck and fuck.
Did he?
I didn't say I would or I wouldn't. I said Amari makes a lot of money. That's all I said.
Did he tell you how his trip was?
Mama just blinked judgingly.
What?
Pause. Oh. Suck.
It's spilling a little bit.
It made it worse. Again, you got a napkin? Pause and then he's got foam in the mouth.
Yeah, I got him.
Watch out. You don't want to wet your socks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, being high is weird. Because the other thing is that I've messed with enough cards that they get you different kinds of high. Because even Conrad, he told me that when we were at PAX. Do you remember Conrad smoking a lot of my pen when we went to PAX?
No.
It was that one day when we walked out. I remember I gave, like, Amari, like, 2 or 3 pulls, and I took, like, 2 or 3. I remember that. Apparently, Conrad smoked it, too, and Conrad went, yeah, that pen, I felt weird. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? He was like, yeah, I don't know how to describe it. It just felt weird. I didn't like the way I got high. And I was like, I didn't remember Conrad smoking it that day. Because I remember Amari was mad fucking communicable. That nigga was just talking to everybody. He wouldn't stop talking shit to people.
I gave you a clue, then,
you wanna stop talking shit to people who were right next to us?
Was the rain gone, Michael?
The what?
You said I could hear you clearly.
No, the rain.
Ha ha ha. The rain. Oh, the trash can is right. Yeah.
But yeah, getting high is insane. It all depends on. Oh, and apparently, I'm gonna tell you that the reason why Albert his smoking experience wasn't working was because he had a different kind of battery. That was overheating the oils.
Which was burning it before he smoked it.
Yeah. So it was just, and I think it permanently like fucked up one of his cartridges, like the first one he got. So when I went and got him the replacement battery that's like mine, all of a sudden he's telling me about flavors and how the high feels. I'm like, oh, look at you! Finally understanding how being high works. Also, proud.
Not to talk shit about Albert. But. Sometimes when I hear him speak about something in great detail, I feel like it kind of sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And then other times when I'm listening, I go, I know he's stupid. What is he saying? How does he know these things? Is he just bullshitting me?
You know what I think it is? I think part of Albert, like, his mind is, like, segregated into parts. So there's, like, the creative part, the retarded part, which is, like, 60-70%. And then there's this small, just, like, corner piece that's just really good at, like, laser focus on one thing. So like for instance, you ask him a question about UPS store shit, that nigga like that with it.
Yeah.
You ask that nigga like what the temperature is outside when he's looking at his phone, that nigga retarded and confused. It's like, how does this work, my nigga?
Yeah, that's why I'm just constantly confused. That
he's
like,
Rain Man. He's straight up his Rain Man. It's like sometimes I think we just don't understand his retardation.
It's not, you know what it is? He might just work at a different wavelength. Like yeah. Is he like, more enjoyable? Is he more enjoyable when you're drunk or high, Albert?
I don't socialize with him when I'm drunk, but when I'm high, I've noticed this is partially my fault. Albert has tried to, like, Albert's real adamant about, like, playing video games and, like, board games in the house, because that nigga just wants to, like, spend time with you. Pause. It's just an old habit from when we were younger. Like, I used to berate him and get our mom to, like, berate him so he would fucking, like, chill with me and shit, because this nigga used to be the nigga going outside all the time. I was, you know, a homebody. So now it's kind of, like, 180. That scenario. So to make it more malleable, because I know I need to go to sleep early, I'll get high while I'm doing some shit with Albert. And I've noticed, so this is why I'm afraid to get high with like bitches and strangers, is because I get real honest when I'm high, apparently. Mm. More so than usual. So I straight up at some point will tell Albert, like, yo, listen. No clue what the fuck you're talking about. I'm over here right now. Like, I'll continue pretending to give a shit, but this is working. And he'll get tired of me. I'll be like, yo, it's not my fault. It's that I'm high. And then on top of that, you're trying to explain something.
it's not working.
Yeah. So I kind of have to just tell him that. So I don't know if he's easier to tolerate high. I'm not sure drunk either.
Nah, because, you know, radio, I told you, he works at a different wavelength. So he sounds like a normal human being when you're drunk or high.
Yeah, he does.
But when you're drunk. Sober, no, not when he, it doesn't matter what he's on. But when we're sober, he sounds fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the, I've never met another human being like that.
His name is Eric, by the way.
His name is Eric.
Going around. Killmonger's name was Eric too.
Man, I
guess. Eric Rosen. What's he up to right now?
I don't know. Fucking bitches in Bangladesh. Think.
He's still up there?
I think so. He should be finishing up his last year.
Danny really is retarded. He's still up there.
Nah, he went to the Israeli army for a bit.
Ah, that's what they.
He literally showed me pictures of fucking bombs going off.
In Baghdad?
I don't know where he was at.
With,
I get the joke, though.
With people?
No, just explosions going off. People probably died, but we didn't see bodies.
The way you asked it sounded
hilarious. We didn't see bodies hit the floor.
Just remixed.
Isaac is a walking jukebox. It's kind of scary sometimes.
I just make noises work.
Maybe blending songs when they get.
Pretty seamlessly. I don't know what the hell goes on in my mind that happens. Like, I really don't.
But.
Israeli Defense Forces. He was a paratrooper.
ISD, nigga.
There we go.
ISD. Israeli Defense Force.
The motherfuckers just take anybody. Shit. They just took Eric right off the streets.
Shit, I need someone to take me off the streets.
Yeah.
Trying to go to the army?
I would actually be down with it if it weren't for the fact that I'm fat and out of shape.
I was going to say that. If you are fat and out of shape, I see you there.
Well, that's the only thing that's
if you go in the military, they will.
Put my ass in shape, I know. Yeah. That's why I don't join the
military. They'll put you to work.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if I get fit. Like, I would actually consider joining the military for like a year and then just go A1.
Just like, okay. They work you out, pause. They give you food, they give you shelter. Shit, they gave you dick, you'd have to take it.
Yeah, but then they pay for your school after you done.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I don't think, is that still a thing?
Nah,
no,
they stopped that, right? Now you can suck dick openly.
No, yeah,
because
before
vagina.
You said you're faggot in the military, like, you know, it's a whole thing.
Are they trying to bring that back? They.
They.
Nah, the thing like was, porch everyone, monkey. It's like everyone knew they were faggots. It's just that, you know, don't ask, don't tell. But now it's like, I'm a faggot and I'm in the military.
Hi.
Yeah. Yo, it was good. Come on, get together.
That's
no one cares.
This episode, I'm a faggot and I'm in the military.
Nah, we talked a lot about weed, man.
Weed is fun, man. I don't know.
You're recording right now?
Yeah.
It's still recording.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it took me so long to realize how
it doesn't matter. We can cut it out. What happened?
It took me so long to understand how entertaining weed is. It's also that it's the card, so it's easier.
I mean, you also didn't have money.
Facts. Shit, is that ain't the truth.
Money.
That's how you know I got guap now, nigga. I'm out here buying carts left and right. Like a fucking
yeah, nigga, you know a little too much about marijuanas now.
I know. I still know how to roll a joint for my life, though.
I mean, that's you don't have to. It's the future. Rolling
joints
is what old people do.
Rolling a joint is like a romantic shit that bitches, like, they'll suck a nigga's dick real quick in the middle of him rolling a joint. You don't gotta smoke the joint and they're already sucking dick.
You know what it is? When you... No,
tell
when you're rolling a blunt, you gotta use your
tell
mouth.
Me I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's really gay.
No, that's a blunt. A joint isn't really like
no,
that.
But I'm saying, like,
like
bitches, for whatever reason, love niggas that know how to roll for... no apparent reason. Like, because
they like now...
I guess because they like guys to do stuff for them.
Yeah,
obviously, nigga,
fucking you, lazy bitches.
I remember when Steven rolling a blunt.
I remember Steven rolling a blunt, maybe never want to smoke weed for like 6 months
Steven?
Straight.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga deep throws that shit. I'm like, nigga, that's going in another man's mouth.
Is his defense? I've seen multiple people do it like that.
No, I know that's how some people just do it, but it's like Steven of all people. No, that's how you get meningitis. You let Steven roll your blunts. That shit is disgusting to me. It's also because I hate that nigga.
I think he hates Steven more than I do. I don't really hate
him.
You don't
know,
hate
I
Steven,
nigga?
I don't
I never told nigga the wild shit you said to him.
What did I...
The it was my line, but you said...
Do you remember what I said to Steven?
No.
I don't want to repeat it.
Don't repeat it.
It's not like we're recording or anything.
I said I wish, I hope...
When we edit, that's when you gotta end the episode.
I don't know what the sound quality of that is. I'm pretty much just testing that.
Why did you just play the first 7 minutes of you recorded?
Because that was on a different app. This is on a podcast app.
Oh!
Yeah. I apparently. Know. Nigga's the future. There's an app for it's everything, like nigga. There's an app that probably makes your dick pics look better.
Chris Jericho skills, it'd be segue seamlessly into this commercial about this podcast app.
So I said to Steven, you gotta try out me on the...
wait, what?
Chris
Jericho, he'll be mid-fucking conversation with someone and be all like, segue commercial. It's fucking seamless.
There was actually a podcast where, what was it, Lance Armstrong interviewed Mia Khalifa. I liked it. It wasn't bad.
That's weird, yeah.
His podcast is all about people that have not lost their way, but had a big failure in a certain way, and then came back from it. Obviously, Lance Armstrong.
Oh, I thought you said obviously Mia Khalifa.
I mean, her too. That's why she was on it. Apparently, she sees the whole porn thing as a mistake. Apparently, she only did it for like 3 months.
Yeah, she had a very short... I still don't understand what the hype was about her. She's not that good looking.
I like her.
She got a nice pair of fake tits. That's literally it.
I like her face. I like her eyebrows.
It's the mystery of her being Middle Eastern.
Yeah, that's actually what blew her up.
Yeah, that's why ISIS wanted to get in them guts or kill her.
And then get them guts.
I mean, yeah. Same thing.
I've never been a fan of her. I was also never a big fan of Sasha Grey. I feel like Sasha Grey had to try real hard to be interesting because she wasn't that attractive.
She wasn't bad, but I feel like she was before our time.
It's not just that. It's that she was boring as shit. Like our heroes of porn are people like fucking Belladonna and fucking...
Our heroes of porn.
You know, like people who've gone somewhere and done something. They've gone to the moon and come back, you know?
Yeah, this like Lance Armstrong.
This bitch all... What? I don't know why I agree with that at first.
Yeah.
But this bitch, Sasha Grey, nothing special whatsoever. She's licked the dude's ass and sucked on the dude's dick. Like,
I feel like
special.
There's a what? Who from that generation? Like there's her. Tell. There's Tori Black. There's
Tori Black is my
who else? Because I feel like they were right before we would understand anything.
Yeah, Cesare was around at that time.
I feel like she was on her way out by the time we came into
but we
prominence.
Don't know her, though. She's
not as porn stars, like but as human beings.
You know Jenna Michaels fell off of
the... Who? Gianna Michaels.
Yeah.
You said Jenna Michaels, nigga?
I said Gianna Michaels.
I think I heard Gianna.
Okay, I heard Jenna. I was like, who the fuck
Jenna
is Michaels? Jenna Michaels?
You know Jenna Marbles is doing
she porn. Did fall off, but I fucked with her because she was crazy as fuck.
I fucked with her.
Nah, not that many. People wanted her.
What's going on with her? She's still active?
Nah, she's not active.
Off of hard body.
She disappeared
into the night. I still miss Marsha Mayer just a little bit.
I don't know who that is.
She had a short run also, right?
Yeah. I think it's because she got...
She's Pretty Piper Perry.
Chill.
Pretty Piper Perry. I like those
don't
piece.
Ever put her in the same league as Piper Perry.
All right. They're both tiny. That's why people...
Marsha Mayer a little petite bitch. I was never a fan of fake ass.
New tiny bitch that I fuck with. Kenzie Reeves.
I don't know her.
She's definitely pretty
Piper
Perry.
I've been keeping up with new bitches, my nigga. I've been very my vintage. Like, vintage to our age.
So, Sathira, Belladonna, Tori Black.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you don't fuck with Sasha Grey, nigga. You gotta run to her videos all the time. It's like, this bitch.
Yeah, exactly. She's mad boring. After, like, two videos, you already know her routine.
Marsha May's not bad.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Little bitch. Weird way to find her, but I love that little bitch.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, I gotta talk.
What?
How'd you find her?
Oh, he knows. Definitely the same league of pornography.
Oh, tiny bit. Oh, mommy, niche. Where's daddy?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Wait, hold on. What is it?
Early into that shit.
Whoa.
Daddy. Nah, a lot of girls jump in with that.
No, because the thing is, that shit was, I don't know, still is. That shit was booming for like 4 or 5 years straight. That was the business.
It's still
at least on output. At least on...
Look, you get... Still around.
At least on output.
At least on what?
It's not, like, coming out like crazy, but I feel like on input, like, at least 40% of the country, that's their shit.
The issue is that the porn site algorithms is just what niggas be watching. So 17 niggas watch that one weird incest video.
Like, the video must be good.
And then it just shows up on the trending shit, and now everyone and the mother's watching it, and then they all hit the related, because you know how porn works. You never go and watch the video you meant to watch.
I open tabs. I'm a tab guy.
You have to. Well, what are we, animals?
Yeah,
one at a time?
One video,
no, because if you think I'm a normal I'm a tab guy with a cup.
Yeah. Damn, that's how your porn tabs be, nigga? 72 tabs, nigga? One for each virgin?
Like 30.
I actually do that.
Damn, y'all got problems. I never go like... Okay,
I will say this, though. I think...
Yeah, keep it on low.
I will say this. Nah, you say what you're going to say first.
I have one caveat. When I was younger, I used to not have a limit to the amount of tabs I had, and I had computers freeze up on me multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I went way too far.
Yeah.
So I learned the lesson very quickly. Keep it to like 8 or 9, you're good. Gucci, that's the cutoff point. Like, you go one tab too far,
I don't remember when I was younger opening up mad tabs.
Because you used to just beat your meat to your vivid imagination, nigga.
that you make jokes. But,
no, yeah, that's what being a child was. Yeah. I distinctly have a memory of a dirty bitch from IS90. One of the many dirty bitches from IS90. I don't remember her name. Christina Espinal, got it.
Wow.
That dirty bitch. She was shaking her ass in class for no reason. And some other bitch next to her, Genesis Free Ass with the fattest ass, was all like, this nigga beat his meat to that one. And then Brandon over here was all like, yeah, he will. That nigga face turned mad red. And I went,
you did that?
That was it. I just smiled and said, nodded. Like, yeah. That's it. Facts. He's not wrong.
Oh, man. But yeah, I think I'm going to stop with the whole jerking off thing.
Nah, you won't.
Nah, I'm gonna try. No, I'm gonna try.
No Fab November?
March.
What's the longest you've gone?
Without being his meat?
Yeah.
Damn, that's like, what, 3 days?
2-3 days.
Yeah.
Ever?
That's not ever, but since I found out about the magical, what is it?
Rubbing two fingers together.
I don't know if I felt my hand or I felt my dick. Was it like a hand jerking my dick, or was it jerking the dick off?
What's the longest? What is the longest?
I've gone like three weeks.
Not considering
without,
you had a girl.
Yeah, without fucking.
You hit me with that.
I think I've gone like a week.
A little more than a week.
You have to like mentally stop yourself.
Yeah. You can't just let your body.
I'm 40 days in.
Yeah.
And then it starts coming out of your fucking other orifices.
I'm sure that's how the nut works.
Comes out of your nose
and my ear holes, nigga, and my eyes.
You gotta fight the devil real bad during those times.
My nigga, touch yourself. You've been doing it for so long.
Reward yourself for not doing it for so long.
Yeah.
Nah, those nuts are demonic though. That first nut after you have nutted for a minute.
That first one, nigga, you gotta hit yourself with the matrix, nigga, try to dodge your nut.
You gotta hit yourself.
Now you gotta try to not hit yourself with it.
I don't know why, but we're looking at moment is sobering, nigga, every time. Oh shit. Fucking moment.
That ass, yo. I'm gonna try and stop.
You won't.
You're going too much?
I like it. I like the negativity. Not gonna lie. That's another thing. There are certain human beings, Eric being one of them, that have this knack for just being able to take in the hate. You know how everybody preach about positivity and all that bullshit?
Yeah.
There are certain human beings that can just dive into the hate, nigga.
You know why?
Like a man in booty cheeks.
It's because you... It's because you adopted the hate, nigga. I was born in that shit.
Yeah, molded by it.
Yeah.
You weren't a man.
Ah. Hold on, what's the question?
You weren't a man. Ah.
That's kind of sad.
Like, dudes like Joe Budden, like Charlamagne.
See a nigga hating to call him Joe Budden.
Pussy.
I fucking sent him that in text. I like seeing a nigga hating to call him Joe Budden, and I call him first time. I'm like, pussy.
Of course.
But there's, like, you know how there's people that are charismatic and that's, like, I would say maybe 10% of the human population is like that? There isn't even, I don't know about 10%, I'm fucking around with statistics over here.
Yeah.
But there's even less people that are able to take the hate in like that and be evil, essentially, by human standards.
I'm glad Isaac has put me in these ranks.
I mean, you are one of them niggas. You're a fucking asshole.
I am a creature of the night. I agree.
Asshole's anonymous.
In my defense, though...
Michael, to a lesser extent. Michael's done some dive into the hate ass shit.
You know what the difference between me and Michael is? This nigga went outside as a child. That was the difference.
I went outside, yeah.
You didn't grow up with no sun and the internet by your side, nigga.
Yeah.
I felt like fucking Christian Bale when he was in that fucking pit with the other demons, nigga. That's how I was raised, nigga.
Wow.
They didn't let me out of Nanda Park back for fucking years, nigga.
I didn't go outside till I was a man.
Exactly.
It was too late.
Yeah. You were a creature.
Nigga, what? Nigga, the internet at like 14, 13, nigga?
Yeah.
Nigga, MISC, nigga?
What the fuck is Miss?
The bodybuilder.
Bodybuilders.
Oh, miscellaneous. Yeah.
The demonology, my nigga, of these websites, my nigga. It's a different demonology. What, to quote Alan, when Motherless was motherless, nigga.
Alan's
the Dark Ages, when we were chilling at the bar the first time. That's why you got tight. We had a whole conversation about porn. And then you were like, yo, can y'all like stop, though?
Shout out to Baby Rape.
There's humans around us.
Yeah, exactly. We literally, me and Al literally went, yo, motherless, XNXX, that. That was a conversation.
But XNXX is not...
Their shit is low quality by today's standards.
No, now it's dog shit.
No, but it's not comparable to motherless, even when motherless was motherless.
There was a point where XNXX was also...
Had some weird shit. Yeah. Had some weird shit.
This nigga was the one that put me onto that. He was like, yo, that place used to be demonic.
I didn't know that.
There was shit like E-Bombs World. Is that still a thing?
E-Fucked.
I'm an E-Fucked guy.
The 18 plus area on Newgrounds.
Yes. I think that's where it all started for me.
Damn.
The whole sexual deviancy.
You know what started sexual deviancy for me? Because we didn't have real cable.
Channel 35.
Robin Bird,
nigga. That's where the deviance started. I didn't even beat my meat back then. I was just watching Robin Bird for no reason.
I agree. Yeah.
I still, for whatever reason, have this... most vivid imagination, like, I used to have a vivid imagination of her just smacking herself in the face with a dick.
Yeah, she's just... I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. I can picture that right now.
I can picture it perfectly, nigga. For whatever reason, it was a dark-colored dick, too. It was never a light-skinned dick.
Oh, I'm picturing light-skinned dick.
Nah, it was always dark-skinned
dick. It was dark?
It was probably a light-skinned dick with a dark-skinned dick.
Yo, niggas got dark dicks.
That used to be a comic book, by the way. It's like Darkwing Duck.
I gotta add it. Your niggas got dark dicks.
I need like a whole folder of this nigga's facial reactions.
We have the one. The one that y'all always put on Instagram.
Yo, Mike, you understand? Oh, my God, I haven't seen that whole thing. Nigga, like fucking clockwork, Michael. This nigga literally... Hold on, let me see if I can find it on my phone, because Instagram is death. This nigga Melvin, my nigga, killed me with this shit. Well, Roman Reigns wins the elimination chamber, right? Melvin does this. Instantaneously.
Oh, you sent that on the chat.
That, nigga. Just, and then he stays there for like a minute or two, nigga. And Amari was taking his shit, and I was like, Amari's probably, you know, having more fun than we are watching this shit, right? Amari comes back, he goes, Roman Reigns won, right? And I go, yeah, look, and I show him that picture, and he starts fucking dying laughing.
Speaking of that, I asked him how he thought the pay-per-view was, and he said, but I felt like I wanted to take a shit, because I thought I was going to have more fun doing that.
Yeah.
And then he puts, I was right.
Yeah. That shit was terrible. Because Melvin tried to snake oil salesman our shit. He was like, nah, Rollins gonna win, watch. And he like did this whole spiel about how Rollins was gonna win. And then Braun eliminates him. And Mario goes, there goes your fucking savior, nigga.
Your savior?
And then, you know, we all know how that ended.
The golden child, Roman Reigns.
Roman wins, LOL.
You.
What?
You gotta be able to use the ability, nigga. That's your superpower.
Nah, it's not even my superpower. My superpower is I create chaos all around me.
Hey. Nigga, that's not diving into the fucking hate?
Nah, it just surrounds me. It's not all me.
Okay.
There's an episode of, I think, Heroes that literally has that nigga with that ability. Like, he goes into, like, Penn Station, and everyone else starts fucking punching each other and spazzing the fuck out just because he's a rock.
Is that in season one?
I don't remember. It might have been later in the show. But that was his fucking superpower, nigga. He just caused mass hysteria everywhere he went. That's me, nigga.
You got that face.
You do have that face.
This crazy shit. There was a day recently where wild shit kept happening. I straight up texted out, yo, you mind praying for me, my nigga? This day went a little too wild. And he goes, what happened? I was like, nothing happened to me. This shit happened around me way too often.
What, Patrick Chapin in jail, nigga?
Yeah.
People just started dying all
over. Ceiling fans and shit, yeah. That actually happened. Nigga, a ceiling fan spazzed out, fell from the fucking ceiling, and like chopped up some nigga's face a table away from this nigga. And a fucking guard in his prison went to like the on the catwalk shit to look at the penitentiary, the yard, and got hit by lightning. Yeah, it's like Chapin.
God is trying to collect. Yeah. Or Satan's trying to collect.
Somebody trying to collect.
Nigga.
Collecting
doesn't like to be cheated.
No.
Death doesn't like to be cheated.
What is Candyman up to right now?
I don't know. I haven't seen that nigga in anything. He's probably still filming fucking
Screen
5.
The fuck is Candyman?
Tony Todd.
What? You haven't seen Candyman? That's your list of shit you gotta watch, nigga. Candyman's a classic.
You know what I haven't seen? That movie with my nigga, Justin Long.
Which one? Oh, Tusk?
No. Well, yeah, I haven't seen Tusk, but I'm afraid to watch Tusk. I think it's just so bad.
No,
it's
actually insane as well.
Really?
I actually really enjoyed it.
But Jeepers Creepers is what I haven't seen.
You haven't seen Jeepers Creepers? I actually haven't seen Jeepers Creepers either. I got scared by it when I was younger because I walked into it instead of Rush Hour 2. The trailer Rush Hour 2 continues. I just walked into the wrong theater. I was like, the fuck is this shit?
That's actually
and then I
really
walked
funny.
Out and it was Rush Hour 2.
You were expecting Jackie
funny.
Chan
it was right
and Chris Tucker.
Because you remember how the doors like this? Like, you walk down the corridor and you choose a side? I walked into Jeepers Creepers.
Choose your destiny.
Like, nah. And I went over to see Rush Hour.
Wow. The guy, this is not known, but it's known. The guy that directed Jeepers Creepers is a convicted rapist.
Damn.
Wow.
Victor Salva.
Before or after you made Jeepers Creepers?
Before.
Damn.
And DreamWorks, which is owned by Disney, gave him a job.
Nice.
Disney
good for them. I mean, as long as he's, like, but not out here raping, here. Like, it's...
Who he raped?
Men. Like, little
nice.
Boys and shit.
A little
boy. That's why Jeepers Creepers is kind of like a low-key...
Rape movie?
No, it's a low-key gay movie.
Oh.
Only low-key gay?
Did you remember?
That's why the second movie is literally hunting fucking like high school boys and shit that are always shirtless.
What the fuck?
It's a football team.
It's a football team.
Oh, and Jeepers Creepers are like him in real life.
But they always
part two.
But yeah, that's what it is.
You gotta see Tusk though. I actually think that's like top three Kevin Smith movies.
Yo, did you hear Kevin Smith had a heart attack?
I heard. I was actually kinda hype. I was
I'm
like,
glad.
What?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nah, fuck Kevin Smith. That ain't overrated as fuck. His daughter could get it.
I'm not saying he's not...
overrated, but how do you wish death on a man?
I don't wish he died. I was like, good that he had a heart attack. Maybe he'll stop making some movies.
He should have died after Chasing Amy.
Facts.
Wow.
I agree with that.
Whoa. Dogma.
I agree with that.
Dogma was great. That's like top five favorite movies.
I feel like this room, there's a line in the sand on the floor right now, my nigga. Y'all some Dogma niggas, at least some Chasing Amy niggas.
You didn't like Dogma?
I didn't fuck with Dogma like
I'm
that.
I'm not saying I don't
fuck with... Not to the degree that y'all fucked with
it. I love
but
that
But I
movie.
Fucked with Chasing Amy to the degree y'all fucked with Dogma.
See, I fucked with Chasing Amy. I'm not saying I don't.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember seeing Chasing Amy.
Damn, you gotta fix your life, nigga. You gotta go home,
you
wash your face.
You're probably confused with Mallrats.
Probably.
I don't
fuck
remember
Mallrats.
Seeing Mallrats either.
But I feel like the reason why I say fuck Mallrats is because it's a generational thing. You had to have been a Mallrats to give a shit about that.
That makes sense. Like, a whole bunch of kids now don't understand whatever fucking movie that we liked as kids because we lived it or whatever.
What movies did you like as a child?
Did he have herpes?
Like, in a different fucking world.
Nah, he just probably just did too much drugs.
Sorry.
What did y'all fuck with as children?
Like,
other than The Mummy, clearly.
I fuck. One of the first...
I fuck.
The first two... One of the first two movies I saw with my dad was Die Hard and Lethal Weapon.
I didn't see Die Hard until I was already a man.
One, yeah. My dad loved...
But then it was...
Why I love movies because of my dad. He would just sit me down.
Yeah, because, you know, he knew better.
And, yeah, we just watch action movies and shit.
I don't...
So action movies, really, and then horror by myself because they wouldn't let me...
Yeah, he definitely wouldn't let you watch.
And I sneaked horror movies.
I think we really liked in my house, like, comedies. That's why I fuck with comedies.
Yeah, but what were you watching as a child?
Like,
what else?
I don't know.
Didn't you say that your mom loved Steven Seagal?
Yeah, my mom loved Steven Seagal.
Who didn't? Let's be real. Steven Seagal was that nigga.
Nigga, the clothesline, nigga.
For a minute.
That's the thing. He never sat us down. I was like, yo, here's the gospel of Steven Seagal.
Where's Joey for the Fuko?
Why?
Where is that nigga?
What else?
I know for me, like, two big movies when I was younger was Rush Hour, the first one.
This guy loves
nigga,
that
like, 999 times I've seen that movie.
But that's fair. Like, the whole world loved Rush Hour.
Big Trouble in Little China was my fucking
my
nigga. I fucking love that movie. I knew that shit word for word.
You had that on VHS?
Nigga, what? I had that shit on VHS and DVD, nigga. We didn't play in my house, nigga.
Okay.
That movie, we would watch that shit religiously, my nigga. Me and my mom. We just constantly watch that movie. Because she always wanted to fuck Kurt Russell. Who didn't, right? And then... the rest of the movie I can't control. So, like, it was just happy for everybody.
Yeah.
So you're saying... Nah, I'm not going
there. I heard what I said.
For
okay.
me, it was Rumble in the Bronx and Ace Ventura.
Rumble
2.
In the Bronx is the shit, though. I used to fucking love
Ace
Young Jackie Chan.
I loved Ace Ventura. I still do.
Young Jackie Chan was that nigga, son.
Ace Ventura 2 was when he was on the... in the temple, right? The first
Africa,
one was...
Yeah.
The first one was with the whole football shit and the
training.
I remember
fucking Indiana Jones to a good extent, but that was because my brother
I never
had,
fucked
like,
with
the,
those.
He had, like, the box set or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. But it was on VHS, so once the VCR stopped working...
We did not fuck with sci-fi as a whole.
My dad would kind of always shit on me for liking the movie, because he'd be like, this is just a rip-off of Indy.
Yeah. The first Indiana Jones is fucking fantastic. Taper off a bit from
Crystal Skull. What was it called?
That's the last one.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? That was the first one?
Temple of Doom, nigga.
And that was the first one?
Yeah.
And then it was Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And then...
I forgot the third one.
I don't remember the third one.
But it was bad.
That bitch is bad. But like, the... I don't know why I said that bitch is bad. I was trying to say the beef is bad. And I said the bitch is bad.
Lady Better. They misunderstood.
What other movies did I fuck with as a kid?
I have no clue.
Was that a Al Pacino movie?
Al Pacino, Robert De Niro.
Val Kilmer. You always have to throw Val Kilmer. That nigga was the heart of the movie, nigga. You felt bad.
I'm not gonna lie.
His wife, he was like, why are you doing this?
Why are you doing
this?
Like,
this is how bad.
Why you fucking...
And he was like, nah. I owe it to these niggas.
My taste in movies was...
dog shit.
The Batman movie with fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was my
shit. That's a guilty pleasure for a lot of people.
That was my shit.
And Juan does not stop quoting that movie, nigga. You bring up
what killed the dinosaurs.
You bring up
the Ice Age.
You bring up Arnold Schwarzenegger. You fucking bring up Niggas in Blue, and he will fucking go ham and quote that movie. It's wild.
Anything remotely funny in like early 2000s to like all the way back to the early late 80s
was
a good movie that I saw.
2001. Scream, the whole series I fucking love.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we go on Stabathons?
We watched them Reyes.
Nigga, Scream 3 is up there with Rush Hour. I think I've seen it enough times.
Wow.
I fucking love Scream
3. That's the one with Hayden Panettiere, right?
No, that's 4.
That's 4.
She's four, not even in that movie. Anymore.
4 wasn't bad.
4, nigga, I fucked with 4. You know
which
me,
one was
nigga.
Three,
I would have shit on that shit real because I hated 2.
Yeah.
I wanted to stab niggas from watching 2.
I think I told you this. We're doing a stabathon. Me and my ex girlfriend. She said no after Scream 2.
Yeah, 2 because
she hated
2. But 3 definitely.
What
like,
was 1?
Brought it all back.
1. Okay,
one
so
was the one
that
was
they're in high school.
Stu Baker and fucking
the retard. Is
and
that
Billy
the
Loomis? Matthew, how do I remember their names?
No, Stu Mocker.
Oh, and then they went on a killing spree at the end.
In the party.
At the party, yeah. While
Jimmy Kennedy.
He's just essentially saying the whole plot.
Yeah. And then...
Don't go out there. No.
And the killer's Billy's mom, her ex-boyfriend's mom. She went to kill her.
I straight up don't remember that one.
The crazy bitch from fucking like Mad About You.
Then what was 3 then?
They're,
3 was the god tier with the brother.
They're
the
adults.
Mother shit.
And they're
the
doing...
And they have...
Young McSteamy.
I thought that was 4.
Yeah,
that
young
wasn't
McSteamy.
4?
Young McSteamy.
No.
When they were making the movie of it?
No. 3 was
what
it was.
What the fuck was 4?
4 was the one Hayden Panettiere and Lemon Squares.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell were they doing?
Lemon Squares.
What was going on?
It was a retread of the first movie.
Someone was copycatting.
Yeah, it was a house party. Yeah. Had young Emma Roberts, nigga, before everyone realized that everyone had a fuck.
The first
Emma
one
Roberts.
Was the two friends, right? That they were actually fucking morons?
Yeah.
Okay.
It had the nigga from Dirksen Ghost.
Yeah,
the nigga from SLCL Punk.
A.K.A.
Matt.
The dude from Scooby-Doo.
That's what I said.
By the way,
apparently that movie's amazing.
My ex-girlfriend introduced me to it. I didn't see it.
I didn't see what movie?
SLC Punk. It's good.
I still don't know. I can't fuck with Trainspotting.
I saw that with her too.
Yeah, of course she would be into both of those movies. Yeah. Because we wanted to
go. She's like, nigga, you gotta be ready for this.
Nah, but I fucked
she's
that
like,
actor.
Nigga?
No.
Shaggy. There you go.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
Matthew Lillard.
Damn, you heard what I said and now registered it?
No, because I always remember. I named like 5 movies he's in right now.
By the way, I love 13 Ghosts.
I do too.
Didn't I watch 13 Ghosts the first time with you?
Did I stream it like when Bing?
When Bing.
Yeah, it might have been one of those nights where I stream movies in Bing, yeah. Because I do remember
what
watching.
Who's in 13 Ghosts?
Monk.
Tony Shalhoub.
Monk.
That's literally it. That's the whole cast.
He's the most famous person, and then Matthew.
And he's the main character?
He's the father. Yeah. Do you remember the plot?
Hammer niggas.
Something about some artifacts or something, or something. You get 13 things together or some shit.
13.
Like that.
Well, look at the title. There's
12. I was probably like, this is going. It's about like 13 ghosts or shit.
There's 12 ghosts locked in a house, and the 13th ghost is. So the point of the house, by the way, is a
spoilers.
Machine. Yeah, spoilers. Well, you saw it with me.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Machine is supposed to power up. The ghosts are supposed to power up the house, which is a machine that's supposed to open up the eye of hell. Whoever opens up that hell controls hell, but no, that's not true. And then
it's a trap to get niggas to go over there.
Yeah, the 13th ghost is supposed to be a sacrifice of a human innocent spirit. And
so he killed the child?
No.
He's supposed to be the 13th ghost, but he doesn't die.
The thing about that movie, and I know for a fact, the reason why I didn't fuck with it when I was younger, was because that House, the trailer, like the House on the Hill. Or
House on the Haunted Hill.
And the other movie that was in the exact same ilk of them. The and, Haunting. And Rose Red, where it's all this blur of the exact same shit.
I like those, though. I would.
No, I like all of them now that I'm older and I can separate them. When I was a child, it was all the same movie. Yeah. Liam Neeson was in 13 Ghosts in my book.
Yeah, I get you.
It was all the same movie. Yeah.
I think the same production company made them. You ever heard, seen the one that he's talking about with Liam Neeson? He's
If there is literally just any genre of movies that I've literally almost seen nothing of other than everything, it's horror. Yeah.
If there's any, you heard that sentence.
It sounds like you said you haven't seen any movies.
I mean, I feel like I haven't. I've seen the first Godfather.
Now that you read the book from Stephen King, I think you would enjoy Rose Red. It's a mini series that was on like Channel 7. It's
After I read his own writing book, I would like a TV show that has nothing to do with him.
He wrote it.
By him.
Oh, it's by him? So then why the fuck don't. Take it off.
Yeah, no, I'm at 1%.
So then why the hell don't I just read his Rose Red book?
I don't know, because you watch shows. I don't know if you know how to read, nigga.
Dude, I literally finished Ready Player One in 2 days.
Yeah, you got way too much free time on your hands.
I'm having with the Jordan Peterson.
You do. I haven't finished the fucking book for this shit.
And I've already started Dr. Faustus.
I'm not him. I can't just sit at work for 4 hours straight reading.
I'll give you that.
I had Sunday.
Watchdog.
You said do what you want.
I know.
I had Sunday and I had all of yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday.
I shouldn't be having way too many hours in this day.
Fuck him.
I definitely read it in the middle of work. And I
he lent it to me, but I haven't started it.
What? The on-writing writing book. Yeah, right I just literally threw it at him.
Speaking of beating all, since I brought it up again.
Unintentionally.
Ah, my nigga.
No.
Ah, you're about halfway through.
Yeah. You like guide?
No, that's Tormenting Voice.
Oh, I was about to say, a little bit of Goblin Guy for some reason.
You do that too? I use like random shitty magic cards as my book
for me, it's Tormenting Voice.
Why don't you just have a foil fucking...
The joke.
Yeah. Okay. Use $60 as a book holder. Use possibly $150 as a book holder for something that's less than 10. All right.
Besides, fucking also God keeps stealing my cards. So
why is she stealing my cards?
First of all, why are you still talking to her?
I'm not.
There you go. All right.
Now we need more information. Why are you still talking to her, niggas?
I'm not. She just sits next to me. Like, behind me, technically, because she's not a supervisor. That's all it is.
That's it?
Yeah.
She's your supervisor?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's a supervisor. Not his supervisor.
That's fine.
He don't work under women. He's a man.
Alright.
Speaking about beating him off. Is this still recording?
I think so.
Yeah. You never stop after this is speaking of still beating off.
Yeah, we here. I think there's a limit on the hour, though.
Weird question, and it's definitely pause worthy.
I don't know the sound quality. Again, don't know the sound quality.
That's all right.
Is there any porn video that always makes you nuts? By itself?
Not just one, there's many.
He has a group of them.
There's many go-tos.
No, that's what I'm saying. Can any of them just make you nuts by itself? Without, like, seven other tabs open?
Yeah.
Who is it?
That's
why I said the pause before.
For a while it was Gianna. I like Gianna Michaels a lot.
Damn, that's some old school shit you was watching.
Facts. That was some like low quality shit too.
Yeah, what like else? 240p or some shit like that.
Nah, not that bad.
144, you right.
That's lower.
I know.
That's
it, you can't make out the vagina from the rest of the amalgam.
Who else? Now you got me thinking, because that's the first one that came up.
That's the first one that came up.
Like
clockwork, I can nut to fucking Angela White's library.
I didn't know that. I didn't need to know that.
She's up there now.
You know what's nice about that, though? I don't watch Angela White at all now.
Why?
Because you like her too much.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you own her.
I thought I was the only one that associated niggas with porn bitches. If you talk about them too much.
So it's like Ash with Pikachu. I have a little fucking Angela White walk around with me. Got you.
I still haven't gotten to that point with you.
I pictured a midget Angela White just walking around.
There's nothing wrong with that.
She's a bad bitch. Angela is up there now, yeah.
She's pretty, though.
I'm glad I found her, like, before. There's some hipster, I should say.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I ran into her before, like, she blew up in the States. This is the classics.
This is an old one. Well, not old, like, 80s. But Ice La Fox.
Who? That name sounds familiar. It's a black bitch. Yeah.
No, Puerto Rican. No, Puerto Rican or Cuban, one of those.
Same shit.
No, it's not.
Puerto Ricans are all black.
Okay.
Sandblasted blacks.
Wow.
The name sounds familiar, though.
From Bang Bros, 2000, like, in the mid-2000s.
Damn, nigga, you got the years down?
That's when she was active.
I can't... Do I have a go-to? There's no go-to, but...
There's no specific video, but Charlie Chase
is... This guy told... Yeah, he's...
Charlie... Okay, Charlie Chase is godlike. Yeah. There's, like, a group of them. There's a gaggle of them.
Who gag?
Yeah, they do.
I would say Mandy Muse, Kelsey Monroe.
Mandy Muse got a fat ass, though.
Kelsey Monroe.
Also a fat ass. Flexible bitch.
Charlie Chase?
Which Charlie Chase, though? How you spelling it?
I don't know
how to spell it.
EY? EY is the god, nigga.
I don't know who that is.
Some whack, thick, white milf bitch.
The mom? The other
Charlie Chase. Yeah.
That's the one that I'm thinking
of. I know that's the one you're thinking of. That's why I asked how you spell it.
Which one is the Charlie Chase?
What I'm thinking of is gagging.
She'll
gaggle by herself.
Yeah.
He knows. I've spoken the gospel.
Gina Valentina is pretty good.
For reals, though. There's no White Gatorade. Shout out to White Gatorade.
Kenzie Reeves is bad.
That needs to be the name of a podcast episode.
White Gatorade.
You're going to be in the comments, why what's White Gatorade?
Yeah, it's pretty much... I can't think of any names right now, but...
But those are all...
Yeah.
Now it's Danny Daniels. Now.
I don't really run into her videos anymore.
I fucks with her, like, outside
as a human being. Yeah.
I don't watch her shit.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's weird.
I don't know why. Like, the few times I've tried to, I've just been uninterested in it.
Yeah. Because you see her as a human being.
I'm like, you're too pretty for this. Like, you
I understand.
I mean,
go dance at Sapphire's.
No, but the thing is, she doesn't do porn anymore. She cams and she dances at Sapphire's.
Cam soda's not camming. Let's cut that out.
Oh, it's not?
No, that's just porn stars trying to make side money. She's still a porn star.
Oh, okay.
Let's be real about what cam soda is. Nigga, Jinx Mays be on cam soda. We all know she ain't no cam bitch.
She's not a cam bitch. Damn. Oh, Jinx Mays.
The lemonade, of course.
That video. You know what it is? It's because she's disgusting.
Yeah, she's actually
not disgusting looking, but like she gets down and dirty with it.
If this is called lemonade, is it involved piss?
No. It's her running a lemonade stand. Watch it when you get a chance.
There's a couple. Danny Daniels has one, which
just
I'm
just look up. Jinx Mays. Public Adventure. I got you.
Oh god.
I believe you can even look up Danny Daniels' lemonade. You should find it.
I looked that one up first.
Of course you would.
The Jinx Mays one is pretty entertaining, though, because she's a fucking asshole in it.
Danny Daniels lemonade?
Yeah, it's not piss. It's just she's actually selling lemonade to strangers while getting fucked.
Camera, in case that adds any value to it. There's like an hour and some long video with Marie Love and Stacey Lane just getting dicked out by some fucking Mandingo black nigga.
Anything with the van is also pretty good because it's also like entertaining.
Yeah.
And they're just funny
I'm
sometimes.
I'm telling you, you gotta see that fucking about the
thing. I literally straight up just thinking head just laughing.
Yeah. I couldn't take that one serious.
I couldn't find it on Pornhub. So
it's not a real Pornhub. I'll tell you that right now.
I never run into it there.
Pornhub is pretty unreliable. Pornhub is where you go when you have no direction in life.
Yeah, you found it. I saw the picture. You found it.
Oh, it opened up another tab.
Of course it did. What site you going now?
This is called Porno Eggs.
Nah, you gonna get a virus.
Yeah,
like
that. No, what's with that?
Are you actually playing it?
Now this feels like an episode of Open Anthony.
Yeah.
Alright, can you take this off? I'm on my no fap shit. Come on, homie.
You're making it hard for us.
Okay.
Yeah, just save it for later.
I was about to bookmark that shit.
I get it.
Yeah, bookmark it.
Have
a fun time with yourself later.
It's an incognito tab.
I know you can't bookmark those.
No, I'm not saying I can't.
You can?
I'm just saying I'm leaving.
There's a video with Charlie Chase with the Y and Kelly Devine just literally throwing in some nigga.
Kelly Devine let herself go.
That's all it is. Who, Kelly Devine?
Yeah, you be watching some old shit.
Obviously, nigga. I was a creature, nigga. I watch the recent shit. I'd be about that Righty Reed business, nigga.
That's not that recent.
That's recent enough.
She's still active. I'm just saying.
She out here making a video like every other fucking week, nigga.
She out here working.
And Lana Rose is pretty recent.
Lana
Rose is active.
She just blew up onto the scene, nigga, yesterday.
She's younger than us.
So, yeah. Fucking Gina Valentina just turned 21.
Wait, what is the new lineup of porn hosts?
Just look up Brazzers House. Whatever was the latest one, yeah. There's Monique Alexander.
Nah, she's been around for a while.
She has?
Yeah.
He cut that off.
2007, yeah. It's just that.
Is that a while?
Yes. 11 years.
Decade, yeah.
Yeah, because.
Oh, you know, I forgot to mention.
Brazzers just.